principle 14. We read it through last time, so just to discuss it a little bit. It's bringing the idea that the environment that we're in is very influential to our spiritual development. That what the people around us are thinking about and talking about and giving importance to affects what we are thinking about and talking about and giving importance to. We're all souls, and all of our souls are in contact with each other. And the energy that each soul is at that moment interested in is energetically affecting all the other souls that are in contact with it. Now, that's on a deeper energetic level, but also on a simple energetic level. The energy of what's interesting to people around us is affecting us to become interested in those things. I mean, we're all our own unique individual and have our own particular interests, but the general energy that's going on around us is affecting us in very deep ways, consciously and also very much unconsciously. So the two main energies we learn that are going on are the energies of wanting to get and the energy of wanting to give. And our whole spiritual transformation is in that space. So if we start to become interested in the spiritual path, this is the path of working towards that transformation. So the more that we're in contact with an environment that is interested in that, it's affecting us and inspiring us in that direction. The more that we're in contact with an environment that's not interested in that, so it's affecting us in that direction. So it says that although we're always making decisions in our lives, that one of the most important decisions we make in terms of our spiritual development is where we're living and who we're hanging out with. Because that energy that we're surrounded by is in some ways like the train we're on. That's the river of energy that we're putting ourselves into. So, I mean, ideally, if a person could live in a very directed, conscious, spiritual community, that would be ideal. For many people, that's not able to do that at the moment. And so in that case, it recommends that we find a few other people that are interested in their spirituality on a similar spiritual path that we're interested in working on, and connecting to those people on a regular basis. And then we've made for ourselves a like sub-community within the larger community that we're in. And if we're having regular contact with those people, so that can help influence our interest in spirituality, even though we're in a larger community on a day-to-day basis that might not be interested in their spirituality. But giving importance to the sub-community of spiritual seekers that we're connecting ourselves with is important if we're in a larger community. That goes back to the principle we talked about of having spiritual companions. So also he brought in the principle here how also including our environment beyond just the people that we're connecting to regularly is everything that we're experiencing in terms of the books that we read or what we're watching. That everything that we're watching and reading is affecting us in very deep ways, ways that we're conscious of, and also in very deep ways that we are not conscious of. Because the energy of everything that we're watching and everything that we're reading, depending on where that energy is coming from, is affecting us in that direction. So it says here the same way that if a person wants to be healthy, so we need to eat healthy food. So it says even the more so with spirituality. That for our spiritual health, we have to be very consciously careful with what we're putting into our being. Because everything that we're watching and reading is going into our being and affecting us. So idea of the importance of being very careful with everything that we're connecting ourselves to. Where is that energy coming from? Is that energy something I want to be exposing myself to in order to be helpful in our spiritual development? When we start to become interested in our spirituality, we start to actually want to work on reaching the state of unconditional love. We want to reach a state of realizing our divine reality and connecting to it. And we see how hard it is to do that. And the more we start to realize how important that is, that that's what's actually going on here. So it becomes important what we're exposing ourselves to. He brought here that, he said, holy books are powerful because they connect us to the high consciousness of the people who wrote them and awaken our spiritual desires. Reading holy books, we're connecting to the consciousness of the people that wrote them. And those are people that have realized the importance of our spirituality. And so it's another aspect of our environment why we learned that it's so important to be learning from holy books regularly, because it's helping us influence in that direction. Surrounding ourselves with holy books, with friends that are interested in spirituality, and trying to see that in everything that we're watching and doing, and trying to, as much as possible, to be conscious of connecting to energy that's going to be spiritually healthy for us, is a very important principle. Okay, so we'll end for now, and God willing, continue next time.